Well, hello. Today is April 24th, and the daily readings today are Psalms 88, 91, 95, 108, and 109. My name's Steve, and I look forward to us just walking through some of the highlights of these Psalms. Well, for good reason, the book of Psalms has been called the church's first hymnal, and we find excerpts from this book throughout the New Testament, from the anguish cry of Jesus on the cross found in Psalm 22, and then in the New Testament in Mark 15, to the joyful praise of Revelation. We find Psalm 86 and then in Revelation 15. Well, today many of our greatest hymns and our worship songs are found from these biblical treasures called the Psalms. Psalm 91 is a wonderful chapter of the Bible we'll start with, and I think that the key thought in this psalm is found in verses 9 and 10. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. This is a psalm meant to bring confidence and assurance to the believer, and that he or she will certainly be protected by the power of God in times of trouble. Well, the very next verses are the ones that I'm going to read here are, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Do you remember where else we've heard these words I just read and who the speaker was? Well, Satan actually quoted these words from Psalm 91 to Jesus during that temptation experience found in Matthew 4, when he urged him to leap from the pinnacle of the temple in order to prove that he was the Messiah. It would be a spectacular feat that would attract all kinds of new followers, and because of the promised angelic assistance, there would be no danger whatsoever. Well, Satan was quoting scripture to Jesus, and then Jesus responded with scripture back. And in this instance, the command from Deuteronomy that says, "Thou shalt not put the Lord your God to the test." This is a psalm for everyone, but that small portion of it is applied in the New Testament to Jesus. Well, Psalm 91 surely is of great comfort, but is it true? I mean, it says here, "Then no harm will befall you, and disaster will not come near your tent." Protection here is promised from enemies and from harm, but for 21 centuries, we have been persecuted and sometimes killed, and Christians have succumbed to heart attacks and to cancer. So how is this true? Well, the answer, as we have found many times before, is that God surely does deliver, but oftentimes it is through and out of instead of from the difficulty. And the classic statement of this truth, of course, is found in Romans 8, 28 and 29. All things God works for the good of those who love him. Now, let's next take a look at Psalm 95, and the key verses here are found in 6 and 7, and they mirror the heart of the great Psalm 100 in almost identical language. And it says, "Come, come is the invitation. Let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." And it's a beautiful invitation that I've used many times in church services as a call to worship. And these verses are so important because nearly every truth of Scripture depends on us understanding it. God is the Creator, and he is in a class with no other occupants. And we are the creatures, and as such, two things quickly follow. Number one, we are totally dependent upon him. And number two, we are accountable to him. If anyone really understands this truth, they will quickly realize the need of having a relationship with God and that he is truly worthy of all of our worship. Well, these verses in Psalm 95 exhort us to come and worship, and they can remind us of the conversation in John 4 between Jesus and the woman at the well. Yes, there is a discussion as to the hows and the wheres of worship, but to me, the most astounding revelation is that our Heavenly Father is seeking people to worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus declared to the woman at the well, "A time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers that the Father seeks." God is seeking worshipers not to augment his glory, but because it is right for him to be glorified. Well, pastor and musician Joseph Arlington once said, "Our Heavenly Father is seeking for worshipers." So if you are looking for God and you just can't seem to find him, then stop what you're doing and worship him, and he will come and find you. Brian Dirksen wrote a simple song of worship a number of years ago that allows us to respond to the psalmist's exhortation to come and worship. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. Have a good day.